This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist-in-residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you to another episode of Between the Keys, where we will explore music that I like to categorize as new, old, and unexpected. You might remember a radio show that was called New, Old, and Unexpected. It was hosted by my good friend, the writer Tim Page, throughout most of the 1980s and into the early 90s. Tim graciously allows me to steal the name of that show for whenever I feel like putting together pieces of music that don't necessarily fit within the kind of thematic programming that I often present on Between the Keys. Basically, I was just pulling out recordings from my vast collection that I simply thought would be interesting for you to hear this week, at least hopefully so. I'd like to begin with the piano duo of Bruce Posner and the late Donald Garvelman. This is from a 1994 release on the Koch International label, devoted to piano duets by Irish composers. We're going to hear a piece by Joan Trimble for two pianos entitled Buttermilk Point Reel. Music by Joan Trimble, the Buttermilk Point Reel for two pianos, composed in 1939. It was performed by Bruce Posner and Donald Garvelman. Bruce Posner is an old friend and colleague of mine, and he's devoted a lot of time and energy promoting the work of the composer and pianist Andrew Violette. Sometime in the mid-90s, I think, Andrew recorded a good amount of solo keyboard music by J.S. Bach. And purely by chance, I found one of these Bach CDs at a used bookstore selling for 99 cents. And, you know, of course, I grabbed it. Andrew likes to be the provocateur as an interpreter, and he tends to go for extreme tempos, as you're going to hear in the Prelude and Fugue in D minor from Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1. ¶¶ The Prelude and Fugue in D minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the composer and pianist Andrew Violette. Back in 1995, I was commissioned by the Decca label to transcribe and arrange music by the legendary jazz pianist and composer Bill Evans, and to do these arrangements for the classical pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. In a few instances, I made arrangements for two pianos where Jean-Yves would record both piano parts, and this is what we came up with for the Bill Evans composition called Song for Helen.
Thank you.
music by Bill Evans. That was a composition called Song for Helen, which he wrote for his manager, Helen Keane. That was transcribed and arranged for two pianos by yours truly, Jed Distler, and gorgeously performed in a multi-tracked recording by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. That's the opening track of our CD project for Decca, released in 1997, called Conversations with Bill Evans. I like the improvisational flow throughout this next piece, which is a toccata by the German Baroque composer Matthias Weckmann. Matthias Weckmann was born around 1616. We don't know exactly for sure. He died in 1674. I have a recording of this toccata featuring the late Gustav Leonhardt at the harpsichord. It's a beautiful instrument that he's playing on, as you will hear, and it has a timbre that manages to be both full-bodied and transparent at the same time. And also, I think this is a recording that's very beautifully engineered. That was a toccata by the German Baroque composer Matthias Weckmann, performed on the harpsichord by the late Gustav Leonhardt. Unabashed virtuosity certainly dominates this next selection, which is the last of Franz Liszt's six etudes based on Paganini's Caprices for Solo Violin. This etude is a set of variations based on the theme of the 24th Paganini Caprice in A minor. You'll know this theme because many composers have used it to write variations, like Schumann and Brahms and Rachmaninoff and Ludoslavsky and many, many more. Jerome Rose recorded the Liszt etudes for the Vox label in 1977, and his performance of the A minor theme and variations has quite a lot of panache and with a lot of interesting details that he brings out. Yet it's also a very compact and lean kind of Liszt playing. Let's listen to Jerome Rose. was from Franz Liszt's Six Paganini Etudes, The Theme and Variations in A Minor. That was a 1977 recording on the Vox label featuring pianist Jerome Rose. Jerry Rose, of course, is the artistic director of New York's annual Summer International Keyboard Institute and Festival. Here's a complete contrast in style and mood. A piano piece by Edward Elgar called In Smyrna. It was inspired by the composer's journey to the ancient Greek city of Smyrna, which was later captured by Turkey and renamed the city of Izmir. We will hear this piece in a recording by a great all-around musician who died way too young at the age of 50, David Golub.
Thank you.
the late David Golub at the piano, performing music by Edward Elgar, a piece called In Smyrna. And let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys with your host, Jed Distler. We continue this episode of New, Old, and Unexpected Music with a three-movement sonatina by the Russian composer Mieczysław Weinberg. The movements are marked Allegro Leggero, Andante Lugubre, and the final Allegretto. The pianist is Alison Brewster Franzetti.
Thank you.
Music by Mieczysław Weinberg, his three-movement piano sonatina, performed by Alison Brewster Fronzetti. She has recorded all of Weinberg's piano works for the Grand Piano label. You can get them as individual discs or as a four-CD set. This all is music well worth checking out, and I think this release truly has made a contribution to the catalog. The French pianist Raymond Truat was born in 1916. He died in 2008. And upon his death, the French branch of Sony Classical brought out an 11-CD anthology of Raymond Truat's recordings, most of which have been unavailable for years. I especially enjoy his performance of Haydn's F major sonata number 23. Let's hear the finale from that sonata.
Thank you.
Presto finale from Joseph Haydn's Sonata in F Major, Opus 23. What crisp and rhythmically centered piano playing we just heard from Raymond Trouin. He was a pianist whose name is pretty much unknown in America, but Raymond Trouin made a lot of very fine recordings in France. He did lots of Chopin. He recorded both of Liszt's concertos, and he made a very good recording of the Liszt B minor sonata that we ought to investigate on a future episode. Here is one of four chants for piano, that's chants, C-H-A-N-T-S, by the American composer Carl Ruggles. Like his friend and contemporary Charles Ives, Carl Ruggles was a pioneering experimental composer, and he wrote painstakingly crafted pieces characterized by a style that the musicologist Charles Seeger described as dissonant counterpoint. We're going to hear the Andante con Fantasia from Carl Ruggles' Four Chants for Piano with Michael Boryskin. That was pianist Michael Boryskin playing music of Carl Ruggles, the Andante con Fantasia, from the composer's Four Chants for Piano. The next work also opens with a single melodic line, and it unfolds with incredible energy and driving momentum. I really like this piece. It's called Me Versus. It's composed by Ken Thompson. The pianist is Carl Lawson.
Thank you.
Carl Lawson at the piano, with music by Ken Thompson. That was a piece called Me Versus. Stimulating stuff, I've got to say. In 1940, Sergei Rachmaninoff recorded a fairly large selection of his own solo piano pieces. He was 67 years old and still at the height of his amazing pianistic powers, as you will hear in the E-flat minor Moment Musical. Sergei Rachmaninoff at the piano, playing his own Moment Musical in E-flat minor, opus 16, number 2. I want to thank Alan Evans for transferring this recording from the original shellac pressing and really making it sound better than any other CD transfer that I've heard before. Thank you so much for doing this, Alan. Just as we began this hour with a piano duet, let's conclude with a piano duet in a lovely arrangement of Leonard Bernstein's Maria from West Side Story. Maria from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, an arrangement featuring the piano duo of Alexander Wu and Sasha Papernick. And on that note, we conclude this hour of new, old, and unexpected music here on Between the Keys. You can access earlier Between the Keys episodes as webcasts by visiting wwfm.org. And you can also find playlists for every episode on my personal website, jeddistler.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you will be able to join me next week at this time. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.